left off discussing the Kobe Shurim and Osir, the Kiddush of the Ramah, that for two very, very important reasons, one could understand that we do not make Havdalah between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, despite the fact that we assume indeed they're considered to be Shtei Kedushas. The first, the Ramah writes very simply, is because if Lo Hivdil V'Motzei Shabbos, Mavdil V'Ozel L'Macha, that a person always has a right to make Havdalah at a later date. Just as this is true when it comes to Shabbos, the same thing is true when it comes to Yantiv, so therefore one should not be bothered by the fact that we don't do it now, but we're going to doing it the next day. And furthermore, that part of the purpose of making Havdalah is to be Matir in Isser Malacha. Obviously, we're observing a Yantiv Sheni Shogalios where there is an Isser of Asiyas HaMalacha, and therefore that Bahachala Avid Malacha HaIsura Ad Motzei Yantiv Sheni, and therefore that's going to be the appropriate time to make Havdalah. So those are the two points that the Ramah makes to justify why it is that we wait until Motzei Yantiv Sheni to make Havdalah. That first issue, the concept of Mavdalah Holeich, is a very fundamental machlokas Rishonim with various shitas. When you look at the sugyim sachim, daf kufay, daf kuvav, daf kuvzayin, the Gemara discusses the fact that a person does not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. There is an extended window to allow him to go in to do so. And the Gemara has two different lashonos. Either Mavdil Holei Kol HaShabbos Kulo, or Mavdil Holei Kol HaYom Kulo. Either Kol HaShabbos Kulo, or Kol HaYom Kulo. Kol HaYom Kulo, the Lishna Basra, is clear. That means the entire day, Motzei Shabbos and Sunday. What exactly do we mean by Kol HaShabbos Kulo? Kol HaShabbos Kulo. So clearly, based on other sugyas, no, Sugur and Shabbos and Daf Yates Samad Aleph, that's what the Gemara mentions, that realize the coming week is divided into two halves, and therefore Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that is the aftermath of the previous Shabbos, and already, today, Wednesday, Kabbalah Shabbos, L'chun Aranana, that already is part of the Hachana for the coming Shabbos. The context of that Gemara and Shabbos Nafiotes is the case of Mafligin or Ein Mafligin Besina. There the Gemara describes the following: a person is going to embark on a boat journey, and those journeys took time. And that would mean that in some shape or form, a person is going to be positioned, right, on the boat on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, you know what? The time that he embarks is critical. There's a big difference whether this journey begins on a Monday or whether it begins on a Friday. If it begins on a Friday, no. If it begins on a Monday, then yes. And the Gemara is clear, if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, then even it begins on Friday as well. But that already is a demarcation. That's where the Gemara points out, Mafligin, Ein Mafligin, that the coming week indeed is divided. It's a little bit unclear from the Gemara, what is the concern of Mafligin or Ein Mafligin? Right, so take a look, that's not for a sugya right now, but the Baal HaMor is Kiddush. You know what the concern is that you're on a boat on Shabbos, that you know what, potentially, that would result in Chilul Shabbos. Chilul Shabbos? No, a sakana. You realize that, you know what, the sea may rage, and therefore it's going to be necessary to go in to do, and that's a fascinating issue. Can I position myself? Can I put myself in a situation of potential dechias yisurim? Wow, that's how the Baal HaMor understands that sugi and Shabbos and Daf Yates. And incredible, what's the answer to that heavy question? Am I allowed to go ahead and be a doctor? Am I allowed to put myself in a situation that maybe I'll be in a situation where pikuach nefesh is dochi surim? In some shape or form. Oh, so the Gemara says, it depends when. At the beginning of the week, yes. At the end of the week, no. Wow, that's how the Baal HaMor understands the sugya, unless it's the tzorach mitzvah. If it's the tzorach mitzvah, then one is able to do so. Wow, so that's a fascinating sugya. Maybe later in the year we'll discuss. Now, putting yourself in situations of dechias yisurim. And that's what the Baal HaMor writes, you test some at Aleph, the Tzorach Mitzvah, one could do so. And that is a spirit in the Baal HaMor. No? Because the Ran in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel and Dapei Harif, quotes the known Machlokes, Baal HaMor and Ramban, about the following, Ishtapik Hamima. We have a bris, right, on Shabbos, and it's critical, it's necessary to wash the child before the bris and after the bris. And you have to wash the child with boiled up sterile water. And all of a sudden, you know what? The kli spills. I caught it and half the water spilled out. I only have half that remains. What does half remain? I have enough water to wash the baby before the bris. I don't have enough water to wash the baby after the bris. Wow, that's a machlokas Baal HaMor and Ramban. So the Ramban writes, Ein mitzvah elashata. Can you do the bris? Do the bris. Wash the day before, do the bris. Now that it's the bris, the child is a cholam asukan. And now you know what? Do whatever you have to do. Sterilize water to wash the child after the bris. That's the chiddush of the Ramban. And the Bamor writes, of course not, of course not. You know going into this bris that you're ill-equipped. You don't have enough water to wash the baby afterwards. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of the chiyas yisurin. You're in a situation where this is what you need, and the medicine dictates that you have to be mechallel Shabbos, so fine. But to go into a situation, do a bris, right? Knowing that you're ill-equipped, and now you're going to have to rely on pikuach nefesh being doches, the Baal Amor writes that bris should take place on Sunday. That's a very heavy machlokes. Amor and Ramban, regarding that issue. Why do I say it's a stira? Because the Baal Amor and Daf Yates just said that that's mafligin and in mafligin besina. No? And what's the answer? You can do it letzorach mitzvah. And here, this is a mitzvah bris milah, and the Baal Amor says, don't do it. Don't put yourself in a situation of dechias yisurim, even though this is a mitzvah bris milah, and wait until the yates. So I'm going to leave this as a cliffhanger. No? How do you resolve this here in the Baal Amor? Take a look in the Kiddush Yankov. Now the Seifa, the Sefer Shabbos, two different mahalchim to be Yashu the Baal Amor. But that's Sugin Shabbos Daf Yates. That's where the Gemara says, realize the timing is critical because the beginning of the week follows the previous Shabbos. Ah, that is the Gemara, Kuv Zayin, the first Lishnakama of Rava, Mavdo V'Holei Kol HaShabbos Kulo. I can go ahead and I can make Havdalah during all those days that are ascribed to the previous Shabbos. In other words, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until Shkia. Wow. So two Lishanos in the Gemara. I can make Havdalah if I was not Mavdo Motzei Shabbos either until Tuesday Shkia, or no, I can only do so until Sunday Shkia. Now, Kol HaYom Kulo, Kol HaYom Kulo. If you look in the Rif, Chaf Aleph Madeis and Dapi Arif, Masech HaShabbos, the Rif writes, and Masech HaSachim rather, the Rif writes, the Maskana is Kol HaYom Kulo. The Rif passes like Bishnakama, Kol HaYom Kulo. You don't have until Tuesday, you just have until Sunday Shkia to make Havdalah. So the Ran immediately writes, Dermaschel me, ooh, I'll tell you an incredible nafkamina. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday? What do you do? If you hold that Mado Kol HaShabbos Kulo, great. So you know what? Sunday night, make Havdalah. But if you hold, as the Psak of the Rif, Mavdo V'Holei Kol HaYom Kulo, guess what? When Tisha B'Av falls out on Masei Shabbos, right, this coming year now, in such a case that no Havdalah lakos. No, we Mavdo B'Tfilo, and no Havdalah goes. The clock already expired. And therefore, you cannot do so. So the Ran writes, this is a critical machlokes. Number one, you didn't make Havdalah. But number two, what happens when Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday? That's the nafkamin of Mavdav Hola Kol Yom Kulo Koha Shabbos Kulo. Wow. Ooh, the next Shita. The Shita of the Bahad. No, that's not true. Even according to the Girsa Sarif of Kol HaYom Kulo. Kol HaYom Kulo. Yeah, but medvram amurim, when a person had the capacity to make Havdalah and didn't make Havdalah. But if you cannot make Havdalah, he efshel ha-havdol b'motzei Shabbos, because it's Tisha B'Av, so then everyone agrees that you can make Havdalah motzei Tisha B'Av. After all, let's assume, for example, this aspect of Havdalah alakos is only a din d'rabanan, poshup shak, either because Havdalah is only d'rabanan, Havdalah lakos is only din derabanan, so b'chi ha'gavna, where one cannot go ahead and be mavdo motzei Shabbos because it's Tisha B'Av, so therefore the chulei alma, even according to the Rif, one would make Havdalah on Sunday night. Sunday night. Wow. And then the Ran quotes the Ramban, which is the opposite shita. The Ramban writes the following. Even if you have the girsa of Kol HaShabbos Kulo, Kol HaShabbos Kulo, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday Shkia. You would not make Havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av on Sunday night. Because when do we assume that one could continue and make up the missed chiyuv, if there was a chiyuv? So if one is mechuyev to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, and he cannot do so, then there's a din tashlumin. Then there's a din tashlumin. But if a person is not chayiv, because it's Tisha B'Av, and Chazal said that there is no chiyuv of Havdalah alakos and Motzei Shabbos, so the Ramban is the other extreme, that the chuli alma lo mavdilin. Wow, that's a pretty heavy issue. The Bahag writes, the chuli alma mavdilin. And the Rabban writes, the Chol Yama lo mavdilin. And the Ran writes, that's exactly the issue in the Gemara, whether Kol Yom Kulo or Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Wow, that's a pretty heavy issue. How indeed do you understand the fact that we have an extended window? Wow. So Ramban is pretty mafurish, that even if you hold, you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, it's only a makeup. It's only a Chiyuv Tashlumin. And if there's no Chiyuv on Motzei Shabbos, there is no Havdalah on the coming days. And that is another very, very heavy issue. That's my focus between the Rush and my Rami Rittenberg. When it comes, Rachman al-Islam, to the case of an onen, that's the Rosh in Shabbos, in Paragimel, in Simen Beis. A person is an onen on Motzei Shabbos. And now he does not make Avdallah. Right? An onen does not perform mitzvah. It's not just simply because of Osek v'mitzvah. It's not just a ptur, but like Tosa Sushita. That's not Kvod HaMeis, that a person is the stand of Aninos, and he's running to do these mitzvahs. So in such a case, an onen does not make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Ah, now there's a kfura. Now the kfura occurs. Is he chayiv to go ahead and make Havdalah? Well, let's say for argument's sake, even though it doesn't sound that way from the Rush, let's say for argument's sake, the kfura is on Monday. Okay? The kfura is on Monday. So Monday afternoon, does he make Havdalah? Right? Well, maybe one could argue, what happens if the kfura is on Sunday? We'll have to talk about it. No? But Motzei Shabbos, he does not make Havdalah. The kfura subsequently occurs. What exactly does he do now? So the Rosh writes the Chiddush, Potter. You're not Chayiv in Havdalah. If you weren't Chayiv in Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, you're not Chayiv in Havdalah afterwards. Why? Hoshav Shah, like that Ramban. Because the Hemsheh is only Tashlumin for the missed Chiyuv, and therefore, if you were not Chayiv, you're not Chayiv, the Tashlumin. You're not Chayiv, the Tashlumin. Bar Mitzvah Bachar becomes a Bar Chiyuva, right, at night, on Marit. He's not Chayiv in Tashlumi Mincha. No, after all, he wasn't a Bar Chiyuva. So in such a case, you're not a Bar Chiyuva on Motzei Shabbos and Havdalah, so therefore there is no Chiyuv. And the Rosh writes, this is against the Shita of Marami Rittenberg, who maintains that, what do you mean? You make Havdalah until Tuesday Shkia, so if at any point in time you become Chayiv, namely, the Kfura occurs, of course, you have to make Havdalah. You have to make up. And that's the Psach and Shofar. In Yeridein, Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Avedos, right? In Sibbeis, there, the Mechaber writes that, Mavdil La'achar Shiyikbor Hameis. You're in the state of Aninos and Motzei Shabbos after the Kfura make Havdalah. That's our Psach. After the Kfura make Havdalah. Well, that sounds like a fascinating machlokes. When it's exempt on Motzei Shabbos, is Ichayiv the balance of time to make Havdalah? And maybe the Machlokas is, that's the Mechassinuk explains. In Mitzvah Laman Aleph, Mitzvah Lamas is the Mitzvah of Kiddush and Havdalah. You know, how do I view that window of time? Do I argue that the onset of the Chiyuv, that is the Zman Havdalah, Motzei Shabbos, and everything else is just a makeup? If it's a makeup, there's certain limitations. I only have to make up that which I missed if I'm obligated to do so. Maybe one could argue a chiddush. Ooh, brachas chavah. That maybe tashlumin is only b'shogeg, not b'mezid. If inadvertently, but b'mezid, there's no tashlumin that indeed is b'mezid. But if you argue that, what do you mean? That's all of that is the window of time. The window of time of Havdalah begins Motzei Shabbos and concludes Tuesday Shkia. So therefore, if you become obligated at any moment in that window, You're obligated to do so. Wow. So that's a pretty heavy machlokes. Is that the Iker Hazman or is that a Chiyuv Tashlumin? This is the machlokes, the Maram and the Rush. And you know what? There's a similar, I wouldn't call it identical, but there's a similar machlokes, Maram and the Rush, elsewhere. Right? The end of Meseches Moikatan, Paragimel, I mentioned last week, now the Rush has 100 simani. In Simin Tzadiva, right, those are Dini Avelos. Achman al-Islam, right? A parent dies and the child is a katan. How does that affect the Dini Avelos? At the time of the Chiyuv of Avelos, Kvura, Stima, Sagola, the child was a katan. So the Rosh writes that, you know what? Potter. The Rosh writes, Afilu Higdil B'toch Shiva. even if a couple days later he becomes a gadol. Batal himenu kol din avelos. Right? All the chiyaves emanate from the kfura. If you're not chayiv in the kfura, you're not chayiv. You're not chayiv in shiva, shloshim, beis chodesh. You're not chayiv. And the Rush writes, this is against the Ramah Rittenberg. Remember, Rittenberg writes, the other extreme, not only are you chayiv, but you know what? Let's assume, for example, Rachman al-Islam, a parent dies, the child becomes a gavol during shloshim. Rittenberg writes, that's like finding out that there was a misa in shloshim. And we call that a shmua krova, which means now you have to sit shiva. Rittenberg is the other extreme. The katan, if he becomes a gadol during shloshim, is obligated to sit shiva now. The shiva that he was sitting before, he was not bar chiyuva. And therefore, not only is he chayiv mikam haba, but he's chayiv in shiva. He's chayiv in shiva. The Rush writes he's putter from everything, and Ram writes he has to be knowing shiva right now. Wow. Interesting. In that machlokas, we paskin lakul, like the Rush. In Shin Mem Aleph, Havdalah, we paskin l'chumer at Ram Rittenberg. In that other case of Katan, now that's Shin Sarivav, Sivbeis, there the Machaber paskins l'kul like the Rush. That's a lengthy taz that references both of these cases. Is it a stira? No. I understand there's a commonality, no? When you have a mitzvah that embraces an extended window of time, how do you view the Hemshech Hazman? Is that all part of the Shas Achil? Or do I argue, no, that's not true? The Mechayiv is the onset, and everything else is an effect of. But it's not a steering in the sense that you don't have to argue what's true of Havdalah is true of Havelus, no? Or what's true of Havelus is true of Havdalah. Why can't I argue that the Chiyuv Havdalah is a Motzei Shabbos? And everything else is a Tashlumin. When it comes to Havelus, I can argue that's not true. Maybe each moment of Havelus is its own Mechayiv. Or maybe one could argue the opposite is true. When it comes to Avelos, everything results from the Kura. Mashenk, when it comes to Havdalah, what do you mean? This is a seamless window of time. A seamless window of time. A person has an onus at the beginning of Zman Kriyashma. I wouldn't say, you know what, an hour later there's no longer an onus, so don't repeat Kriyashma. I would say, what, you're Chayiv during the window of time. Holistically, that window of time is the Shas Chovasa of the mitzvah. So it's not necessarily a stira to paskin one way when it comes to the Havdalah question, another when it comes to the Avelos question. But it is interesting, the Mechaber splits Psak. Both happen to be the Rush Maram. In both cases, the Rush is the Kula, Maram is the Chumra, and the Mechaber goes at it, splits the Psak. But the Chorin Havdalah, that should be our issue. What exactly is the Hemshech Hazman when it comes to Havdalah? And that's the Chiddush of the Rush, that if you're not Chayiv on Motzei Shabbos, you're not Chayiv at all. Ooh. However, perhaps, one caveat. The Gemara says this. When it comes to the Chiyuv of Havdalah, the Gemara Brachas Chavav Madeis, the person forgets Atachanatan. You're supposed to be Mavdil and Fila. He wasn't. Guess what? It's not Maki. You don't have to beat Mari. Is that ironclad? It's not Maki? Not really. No? It's not that Havdalah is not Maki. It's the Gemara says, what do you mean? That Yachol Omer Alakos. You missed it in Fila, but you're going to go home and you're going to make Havdalah Al Hayayim. So if you forget Atachan and Tanu in Shmonesri, it's true. You don't have to beat the Shmon Esrei. It's not because Havdalah is only a Dinah Chachila. It's because you're going to go home and you'll be Magdal Alakos. Okay? Clear. Mufurish in Gemara. So you don't say Atachan and Tanu, you're not Choser, because Mitom Shechel Havdalah Alakos. Good. Ooh, the Rush. The Rush and the Sugya. Right? Perek Dalet. Simon Tezvah. The Rush quotes the Bahad. What happens if you don't have a Kos? Right? I'm not going to go home and make Havdalah Alakos. I don't have a Kos. So guess what? So the Bahad says that, you know what? That if that really is true, so then of course that you have to repeat Shmon Esrei. It's not that Tachanun Tanu is only like a Din L'Chatchila. You can be Yotzei the Chiyuv Havdalah with Havdalah, which is Alakos. But if you're going to not be making Havdalah Lakos, in such a case, guess what? You have to go back. You have to go back. I'll even tell you a very great Kiddush. A Gemara later in Brachos Taflam at Gimel. I made a mistake. I blew it. I didn't say Atachan and Tana. But don't worry, you can make Havdalah. I made a mistake in Havdalah. No? I made a mistake in Havdalah. What's an example of a mistake? I ate before Havdalah. Whoa! So your tefillah was flawed. Your Havdalah was flawed. You know what the Gemara says? It's incredible. Ta bezu bezu chozu l'rosh. That's the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Gimel. You know what? You messed up the tefillah. You messed up the Havdalah. You have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. As unusual. Almost like a knas. No? You have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. You didn't say it in tefillah, okay, you can make it up, but the makeup has to be Azir Chashuv, no? Make sure the makeup is right. You must that up also, you know? Ta bezu bezu, woo, chozer rosh. You have to, so sometimes you have to be chozer for Atachan Atanu. Either if you don't have a kosher bracha, or I have a kosher bracha, but you know, I made an additional mistake. So ta bezu bezu, chozer rosh. Okay, so the Gemara says, typically you're not chozer, because you can make it up when it comes to Havdalah Kos. You can't make it up. You don't have a Kos Shal Bracha. So guess what? Daven again. Ooh, that's Halachas Gedolos. Okay? Ooh, the rush continues in quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. I don't have a Kos. But you know what? I'm going to get a Kos. It's going to take me some time. No? I'm going to get a Kos. Sunday, I'm getting a Kos. I got my email. No, it's coming Sunday morning. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. You know? Im yodeya, shimtza kos l'machar. That's the Rosh says. You don't have a kos, but you know you're getting a kos. Guess what? Eino chos. Whoa. That's the Rosh. A very small piece in the Rosh. Quotes the Gemara. Forget to talk on the Tanya Chose, because you can be mad al hayayin. First, the Rosh quotes the Bahag. If you don't have a kos, you must be chozer. Then the caveat Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're going to get a kos, then ein tzarich lachzur lishlala. Ooh. Next point. A diuk in Rabbi Kveger. Rabbi Kveger in the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Sadites and Sivav. Wait. What is Rabbeinu Yonah? No? If the kos is going to arrive, I check my email, it's coming Sunday morning, then you're not to be chozer. And what if it's coming Monday? What if it's coming Tuesday? That's the Diag Rabbi Kveger. Why does Rabbeinu Yonah say that im yimtza kos lamachar, then eno tzarich lachzur yisfalo? Why don't you say im yimtza kos? Because after all, I know the Rif Hasid only have one day, but Rov Rishonim are not that way. Rov Rishonim assume you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, so I can still salvage the Havdalah lakos. So the Chora, I should have said, as long as you're going to get the kos in the next few days, you don't have to be chozer. That's not what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Well, that's a fascinating diuk. Why does Rabbeinu say if you're going to get the kos on Sunday? Why not if you get the kos by Tuesday Shkia? So that's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kveger. You know what you see? Even if you can make Havdalah until Tuesday, there's a huge difference between Sunday as opposed to Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday is a Tashlumin. Sunday is a, maybe yes. The Chiyuv Havdalah is Motzei Shabbos. And anytime after Motzei Shabbos is a Tashlumin. That's where Rabbi Kveger writes. No, that's not true. Yom Holech Achar HaLaila. The day begins at night, and the Zman HaHavdalah is the entire day. So even if you're going to argue that Tashlumin is only Monday and Tuesday. Tashlumin is not Sunday. That's exactly where Rabbeinu Yonah writes that, you know what? If you're going to have, you forgot a Tachan Antana. And if you're going to have an imperfect Havdalah, you have to be chos. Like Tavzu Bazu. What's an imperfect Havdalah? Havdalah on Monday or Tuesday, which is only Din Tashlumin. But a Havdalah on Sunday, that's Yom Holech Achar HaLaila. So Rabbi Kveger writes, I'll tell you nafkamina. Yantiv, Arsugya. Yantiv. On Yantiv, again, this is not Mufurish, but Rabbi Kveger assumes, does it make sense on Yantiv to say you have 3 days? 3 days on Shabbos makes sense. Shabbos Daf Yotes, because the week is divided. Is there such a halacha when it comes to Yontif? That, you know what, Yontif is over, the guy doesn't come to yeshiva. I said, what in the world, you know? So he said, I'm recuperating from the Yontif experience, no? So I'll tell him, it's already been 2 weeks, you know? You have 3 days. No, you don't even have 3 days. You know, you're recuperating. Yisruchav. But not beyond. But the Kvei Gerai is just poshut. Know that you have 3 days when it comes to Yontif. Why should you have 3 days when it comes to Yontif? So does that mean only Motzei Yontif? No. Just like that Chiddush Rabbi Yona, when it comes to Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos in Sunday is seamless, because Yom Holech Achar HaLayla, the same thing would be true when it comes to Yontif as well. So therefore, Rabbi Kveger, halacha l'maisa. When it comes to Havdalah on Yontif, you don't make Havdalah Motzei Yontif, you can make Havdalah the next day, only until Shkia. Even though you don't have a Monday and a Tuesday, you don't have the next coming days, but you do have that day. And where do you see that day is so fundamental? Oh, that's the Chiddush of the Rosh Rabbi Yona. And that is that if you're going to get the coast and make Havdalah, you're good to go. But if the coast is only going to arrive on Monday, then no. You have to repeat. Shmonesu with a Tochan Antanu. Wow, that's an important, that's a heavy Chiddush. No? We had mentioned, Shmir Shabbos Lechata discusses, you know, you forgot this on Motzei Rosh Hashanah, it's Tzom Gedalia. You know, so waiting until after the time is, that already is beyond the window. So maybe, again, making Havdalah on Tzom Gedalia and the allowance of giving it to a Katan Shigia Lechinuch who's not fasting anyway. So is that allowed? Is that not allowed? You know? The Gemara has like Erev and Daf Mem. Maybe you should make the Brach of Shechianu on Kol Nidrei Night al Hayayin and give the wine to a Katan to drink. No, the Gemara says that's really bad because Asi L'Misra. The Katan will grow up thinking that you have to make Shechianu al HaKos on Kol Nidrei and drink the wine. Because he remembers that this is what I did my whole life. Interesting, what many shuls they do on Friday night, that's the Beis Yosef. Now, you have a minute. Making Kiddush in the shul Friday night, they usually give it to a Katan. Right? Interesting. You know, so Beis Yosef writes, you can't compare eating before Kiddush to eating on Yom Kippur. Eating on Yom Kippur is an Issur Kares, so that's us in the Misrach. Eating before Kiddush is, you're obligated in Kiddush, don't eat before you do a mitzvah, but if a katan is not obligated, there's an Issur for him too. And therefore, that's our minhag that we'll give it to a katan on Friday night in some shuls. You see that? No? That's the Shuvas HaRambam. No? And on Yom Kippur, you never see. No, we're not going to make a Shechianu al Hayayin Kol Nidrei Night in Shul and give the wine. So that's an interesting deal. It's a tainus. Yeah, but the katan is not Yigil HaChinuch for the tainus. Can you give him the wine of Havdalah if you didn't make Havdalah on Motzai Rosh Hashanah? But that's the deal, Rabbi Kveger, that you know what? Ooh, you have your day, even when it comes to Yantif, and even on Shabbos. And even on Shabbos, indeed, that's true. Stechemet writes, he thinks, Naftumina. A person, bemazed. Why? But people do strange things. Bemazed, he didn't make Havdalah, let's say Shabbos. You know what? So would we let him make Havdalah during the balance? Maybe on Sunday, yes, but not Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday, did Tashlumin? That's the Gemara. No, Brachas Chafav. Tashlumin is only the Shogeg. Not bemazed. Yeah, but if you're going to tell me the yom is part of the Ikar Hazman, wow. So nafkamin when it comes to Yantif, and nafkamin when it comes to cases of amazed, that's like a heavy lumdus. The Stechemet writes, now to take a look at the language of the Rambam, Perachavtes lochadal, nocha Shabbos. Im lo hivdo balayla, the Rambam writes, you didn't make an Havdalah at night, Motzei Shabbos, mavdo lemocha. Wow. Imlo hivdo balayla mabdul amacha. Come. You don't make kavdol on say Shabbos, make kavdol on Sunday. Mabdul aholech at sof yom shlishi. That's the lashon haramah. A little bit unusual, no? You didn't make kavdol on say Shabbos, make kavdol on Sunday. And if you still didn't make kavdol on Sunday, then mabdul at sof yom shlishi. Two dinim. The answer is, yeah, two dinim. Mavdil Machar Sunday is part of the Ikar Mitzvah Sabdala. And Mavdil Vaholech is the din Tashlumin. It's fascinating. The Ram does not write Mavdil Kol Shabbos Kulo. The Ram writes Hivdo Balayla, Mavdil Machar. And umav gavol echadion asof shlom shlishi. Wow, you get the impression that two dinim, that's the diuk of the sechemet with an afkamin of shogeg and mezid. Wow. I'll tell you what's not so simple then. Let's get back to that rush. No, that rush. A person, Rachmana Lassan, was an onin in Motzei Shabbos, making Havdalah after the Kura. The Rush says no. Rambam said yes. I would have screamed, when was the Kura? When was the Kura? Was the Kura on Sunday or was the Kura on Monday or Tuesday? If the Kura is on Monday or Tuesday, the Kura is Monday or Tuesday, okay, okay. But if the Kura is on Sunday, why not argue that Yom Holechacha HaLaila? So that's pretty fascinating, because that rush of Onen does not say that. The rush writes, you're an Onen and Motzei Shabbos, and then the Kfur occurs. So, I hold, you don't have to make Havdalah. And remember, disagrees. You know, we should have, ooh, you know, wait, B'med Ramamurim. The Kfur was on Monday, Tuesday, and Sunday. Yom HaLachachar Laila. That's like an important Ta'ara. It doesn't sound, this distinction of Rabbi Kveger does not sound that way in the Rush. And guess what? What was the basis of Rabbi Kveger? The Rush, no? Of getting your coats, no? Oh, that if you're going to get it, Lamacha, the Rush of Inyona, no? So then you don't have to repeat Shema Esrei. So that's like a fascinating issue. You get the impression from the Rush when it comes to Onein, that if you're an Onin at the time of the Tchiva Sachiyu, you're exempt, even on Sunday. Even on Sunday. That's a greater Kiddush. Monday and Tuesday, that's Medin Tashlumin. But even though Yom Homech Achar HaLaila, but the Tchiva Sachiyu of Adolaz Motzei Shabbos, and the Rosh Hashit is, if you're exempt at the onset of the Chiyu, you're exempt. Even if one could argue that Yom Holechachar HaLaila. Wow. So again, it's an interesting possibility. But maybe one would have expected, in light of all this, that the Russian Jew should say so. That's critical for our sugya, right? On Yantiv, do you have anything beyond the first day of Yantiv? So realize the Chiddush of the Rama here in our sugya, that writes, don't worry about Havdalah, because you're going to make Havdalah when? Tomorrow night. In other words, that tomorrow night is an option to be able to salvage the mitzvah of Havdalah for Yantiv. Wow. Maybe that's not true. Maybe Yantiv Rabbi Kveger, night and day, but not the next night. When we're making Havdalah, we'll say Yantiv Sheni, Mimonka, that's too late. Or again, you're going to have to argue, no, that was all part of the Takana. When there was a takana to observe a second day of Yantiv, after all that the chiyuv of Havdalah aliyayin is only a din drabanan, and heim amru, that really is considered to be the shas achiyuv. Because typically when it comes to Havdalah, we would not assume that that's true. We would not assume that you have that extra leeway. All you have is yom holech achar halayla. Now the next point, the Rama says, and this makes perfect sense, because Havdalah is matir in Isser Malacha, and Yantav Sheni, there's an Isser Malacha. So, obviously, the appropriate time of Havdalah is B'Shas Heter Malacha, which is on Motzari Yantav Sheni. Wow. So even though that sounds like so misdaber, you're going to be matir Isser Malacha now, you're not allowed to do Malacha now. You're going to be matir in Kodesh L'chol, you're not allowed to treat this as Eschol. But here I would tell you that it is a very significant issue, Mikar Hadin. Is that the role of Havdalah? Is the role of Havdalah to be Matir, the Issa Malacha? You'll tell me, well, of course. Because there are two Gemaras, Pesachim and Shabbos. There are two different things that one cannot do before you make Havdalah. Right? Number one is Sigim Pesachim and Daf Kufay. And that is, you know what? You're not allowed to eat or drink before Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat or drink before Havdalah. That's a Sugim Sachim, not Kufay. You can't eat or drink before Kiddush. You can't eat or drink before Havdalah. So there's an Isra Achila Shtiyah before Havdalah. Okay, good. Then a very different Sugya. Shabbos and Dav Kuf Nunam Beis. That, you know, the Marava, that Amri Nan Hachi, in Marava, this is what they said. Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol va'avdinon sarkin. They used to say Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. Let's call that havdalah, and then they would engage in malacha. Then they would engage in malacha. Well, okay. So, before havdalah, can I drink psach and kufay? And oh, marava, that you know what? That they would state Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol, and then they would do malacha. Then they would do malacha. What exactly does that mean? They used to say Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol and then do malacha. What exactly does that mean? What exactly does that mean? So guess what? That's a huge machlokas rishon. That's a huge machlokas rishon. What we do, Lamaisa, that's the Ram. That's the Ram on that Da. Dav Samach David and Dapi Harif. That's Samach David and Dapi Harif. Let's say, you know what? You want to do Malacha. And you're not yet making Havdalah. But you want to do Malacha. You want to drive home, no? Guess what? You have to be Mavda Ben Kodesh Lachol. You have to be Mavda Ben Kodesh Lachol. Do you have to have Yayin? Do you have to have Havdalah Lakos? No. But in order to be Matir, the Isser Malacha, it is necessary to have some form of Havdalah. Some form of Havdalah. Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. And that's exactly what the Gemara means. Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Ran. They would say, Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. What's the quote? Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. As opposed to what? No, when the Gemara says Baruch Hamavdil, you know what it means? It means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim. It means Havdalah. It doesn't mean like a quick phrase, Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol, and then do malacha. Wow. That's the Chiddush of the Ram. When the Gemara says Shabbos Kuf Nunam Adayz, that you know what? Amir Hachi Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol, and they would do malacha. What exactly does that mean? You know what the answer? Did they fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah? They sing Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. No. I'm making Havdalah, and I see guys not paying attention. Don't even know what I'm doing. No, I already said Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. You're not even going to say it to him. Wait, you said Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. I understand. No, the sugya of kufnun, but you weren't yotzei the mitzvah of Havdalah. The mitzvah of Havdalah is Havdalah, which is alayayin, and as of yet, you have to fulfill that. Oh, so the guy will tell me, well then, why should I even bother saying Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol? So it's fascinating. The Ran has like two stages. You know, just like in Kiddush, for example, there's Kiddush b'tfila and there's Kiddush halakos. There's Havdalah b'tfila and there's Havdalah halakos. There's an Atachan Antanu and there's Havdalah halakos. What two? Oh, so you know what? The Ran. In order to end Shabbos, there's an act of Havdalah, of Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. That can be fulfilled by saying Atachan Antanu. Or if you don't say Atachan Antanu, a woman doesn't have a marriage, she can say Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. You didn't say Atachan Antanu, say Baruch Hamavdil bein kodesh lachol. And now there's a Heter Malacha. Did you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah? I still didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. So according to the Ran, a fascinating Chiddush, there are two things I'm not supposed to do before Havdalah. One is eating and drinking. One is Asiyah Samalacha. How closely related are those two dinim? Or are those two dinim very, very different? Maybe I'll tell you the following. What's driving the fact that I can't eat or drink before making Havdalah? You know what the answer is? I have a mitzvah of Havdalah, and until I fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, I'm not supposed to eat or drink. No? Why is that so surprising? The Gemara says that, in Brachos Daf Yud, when it comes to tefillah, don't eat or drink before you daven. No? Osoch l'adam. You have a mitzvah to daven, don't just go and eat and drink, and then eventually you'll get to your davening. No? A Mishnah Sukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. You have a mitzvah of Netilas Luv and Esra. You know what? Don't start eating and drinking. Fulfill the mitzvah of Netilas Luv and Esra. Before you have a mitzvah to do, you know what? Don't start eating and drinking. So that's true when it comes to davening. That's true when it comes to lulav and esrei. Oh, that's machabrei stapei tes about sfiras omer. You know, you have a mitzvah to do. Don't start doing other things before you go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah. So, I'm not supposed to eat or drink before Havdalah. Why? Because it's still Shabbos. And you're not allowed to eat and drink on Shabbos. You know what? No, I have a mitzvah Havdalah. And until I fulfill the mitzvah Havdalah, there's an Isra, Achil, and Shtia. What's driving the Isra, Achilas, and Shtia is the mitzvah of Havdalah. Oh, I see the following now. I'm not supposed to do malacha before Havdalah. Why is that? Is that the same thing? Is that the same exact halacha? But just like I'm not supposed to eat or drink before making Havdalah, but that halacha is noveya, it's a function of the mitzvah of Havdalah, don't start doing other activities before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Just like, a gemara a little bit later in brachos, eating and drinking is brachos daf yud. A little bit later, brachos daf yud aleph, also lo machsos chafetz of kodem shisvalim. You get up in the morning, don't start your routine, you know? Don't go for your jog, and don't exercise, and you know what? And then go to the later minyan? No, you're not supposed to do that, no? The Shlomo Zalman discusses, are you allowed to shower before davening? Ooh, no? Is that called asiyas chafetza? Asiyas chafetza? I think the minyan is to allow, no? Asiyas chafetza. What is considered to be taking care of your own needs before davening? Because you're not supposed to take care of your needs before davening. So like a fascinating deal. The fact that I cannot eat or drink before Havdalah is because of the Chovas HaHavdalah. What about the fact that I can't do Malach? I can't do Malach. Is that also a similar halacha? Until you fulfill the mitzvah HaHavdalah, you should not do Malacha? Or, until you make Havdalah, it's still Shabbos. And don't do Malacha because you have not yet ended Shabbos. What is driving the Isra Malacha Kodem Havdalah? Is it Novea from the Mitzvah Shabbos or from the Chovas HaHavdalah? That's kind of heavy. When it comes to eating and drinking, clearly that's not because it's still Shabbos. That's because of the Chovas HaHavdalah. Is what is true when it comes to eating and drinking also true when it comes to Asiyas HaMalacha? That's the Brisker of, no? And Perach HaPtesef HaKu Shabbos. And that's the Diuk of the Brisker of. The deal for the briskerav again, shared a few days ago. The deal for the briskerav. Now, the Rambam writes that osila adam lecho polishtos. You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to drink. Mishikidei shayom when Shabbos begins until you make Yiddish. And the chain and the Rambam writes the same is true. You're not allowed to eat or drink. Velasos malacha achiyavil. Ooh. The Rambam writes, you can't eat or drink before making Kiddush. And realize, this halacha is not limited to Kiddush. You don't pass Havdalah. You cannot eat or drink or do malacha before Havdalah. So the Prescribe points out, you know what it sounds like from the language of the Rambam? That this is all one halacha. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush, and this is what you cannot do before the mitzvah of Kiddush. And there's a mitzvah of Havdalah, and this is what you cannot do before making Havdalah. Seemingly that the nature of the Isser Asiyah Samlacha for Havdalah is not because it's still Shabbos until you make Havdalah. You know what? Shabbos is going to end. But you have a mitzvah Havdalah, and there's certain things you should not do calls man that it is the time to perform a mitzvah. And that's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. And the risk of rise, you know, that's why the Ramah, in Reish Saritas, we mentioned this very briefly, writes, you know what? Therefore, it's not appropriate to engage in malachos gemuros before Havdalah. What are gemuros? What is called a malacha gemura? A real malacha? What do you mean? You know what the answer is? That's the Brisker of writes, that the Ramah is like the Shita Sarambam, which driving the Isra malacha before Havdalah it is not the Dinei Shabbos, but rather it's the Chovas HaHavdalah. And that's similar to Brachos and Daf Yud and Daf Yudalit, Simut HaSukkah, Daf Lamed Ches. When I say don't engage in Malacha before davening, what is that? You can't drive to Shul in the morning. No, no, it means certain activities. Language of the Gemara, lasos chafetzav. Lasos chafetzav. There's certain activities that are going to detract from. You're going to start doing this, you know what? You're going to get so preoccupied, you're going to neglect the tefillah. Or you're going to start doing this, that's a shift in priority. No. But after you take care of your own needs, then you decide to daven. That's not right. That's not malacha in lamites malachos terms. That's not hotzah, and that's not kosei. We're talking about asiyas chafetza. So it's like a fascinating deal that what really is driving the iser malacha before havdalah. Oh, so you know what the Ran Shita is? There really are two elements. Number one is that kol zman that it's still Shabbos, there's nisr of lamites malachos. Number two, even if Shabbos is over, there's certain restrictions because as of yet they have to fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. Oh, so that's the chiddush of the Ran. You know what? B'marava amrei hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. They used to say the words hamavdu ben kodesh l'chol. Shabbos is officially over, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. So guess what? Am I allowed to eat or drink? Nope. No? A guy says, Baruch Hashem, and starts eating and drinking, you're saying, no. What's driving eating or drinking is not the fact that it's still Shabbos, it's the mitzvah of Havdalah, which you did not fulfill by saying, Baruch Hashem, and Kodesh L'chol. Why say it? Because Hashem, and Kodesh L'chol will end Shabbos, and now the Isra of Lamites Malachos is gone. What remains are the restrictions before you fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah. What are those restrictions? One could argue, Asiyas Chafetzah, and Achilin Shtia. Achilin Shtia. Wow. Those are the two dinim of the Ran when it comes to Havdalah. That some form of Havdalah is necessary to end Shabbos, but that does not require the formal mitzvah Havdalah. And there are certain restrictions that continue to exist before the formal mitzvah Havdalah. That's the sheet of Ran, Brisker Rabbi, that's the sheet of Rashi, and that's Sugya, the Kuf Nun Mabez, that. That's this distinction between the Hamavda Ben Kodesh L'chol as opposed to the mitzvahs Havdalah. Wow. And what's the other possibility? Other possibility is no. That you know what? Shabbos naturally comes to an end. Whenever that is, Shabbos naturally comes to an end. And there is no Isra Asiyas Malacha even without saying anything at all. But there is just like Shabbos will begin without Kiddush. Shabbos will end even without Havdalah. But you have a mitzvah Havdalah. A mitzvah Havdalah. And before the mitzvah Havdalah, Asiyas Chafetzav and Achilin Shtiyah is also. But all those halachos are driven by the mitzvah Havdalah. As opposed to the Ram that writes, certain Yisurim are because it's still Shabbos. And that will come to an end with Baruch HaMavdil. But Ayyadeh Baruch HaMavdo, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Havdalah, so certain restrictions will remain, certain aspects of Malach and Achil and Shtiyah. Whoa. Until that time. Yeah, that's the deal of the Brisker Rav, that realize there are different things that are driving. Havdalah is not necessarily needed in order to end Shabbos. Maybe any form of an iser, of an activity, before Havdalah, is not because it's Shabbos. It's not a din in Shabbos, but it's midinei Havdalah. Midinei Havdalah. Just like you can't eat or drink. That's a very heavy issue. Wow. I will tell you, when you look Poshub Shat in Ramah, the Ramah writes, the essence of Havdalah is to be matir the Simalacha. So if there's no heter malacha, of course, you're going to make Havdalah. Let's say Antav Sheni. Wow. That sounds like the Ran, that you need a form of Havdalah to be able to be matir this malacha. So therefore the Rama writes that if there is no heter malacha, Havdalah is going to be later. As opposed to arguing that, you know, that this malacha ends whenever it ends, we'll say Shabbos, whenever it ends, it'll be machmer, okay, it ends at a late shir of tzeisa kochavim, good, but you still have a chiv of Havdalah, and there's certain restrictions that indeed result in that. I'll tell you what I think is another fascinating machlokas Hashanah, maybe this point. The scripture does not quote this. We mentioned the Gemara earlier, no? Ta bezu bezu. Choz l'rosh. A person forgot a tafanazan. Okay, no problem. Rely on Havdalah Koz. Yeah, but I messed up. No, I did something wrong before Havdalah. Oh, you messed up the tefillah and you messed up the havdalah. Chos l'rosh. Right now, you really have to. You have to go back. Tabizu means you forgot to talk in Antanu. But uvizu means you messed up your havdalah. What does it mean you messed up your havdalah? Oh, if you take a look at the Rosh Rabbi Yonah, that's your brachas lamed gimel. You know what the case is? You're tov b'tefillah, shachat hatal chanantanu, and tov b'havdalah, achal kodom havdalah. And you know what? You ate before havdalah. You ate before havdalah. Take a look at the Rosh Rabbi Yonah. Brachas lamed gimel. Ready? The Rosh Rabbi writes, you know what tov b'zu b'zu is? That forgot to talk in Antano, okay. And you ate or you did malacha before Havdalah. Whoa. Doing malacha before Havdalah is called Tabizu. That means that there was something that was compromised in the Kima of Havdalah. That's a pretty heavy issue, no? If the Isser malacha is because of Shabbos, I wouldn't say that that's a chisar of tabizu bizu. If one is going to argue that no, the nature of the Isser Malacha, Kodem Havdalah, is Midine Havdalah, oh, that could be an example of tabizu bizu. Not only did you forget a tachanantanu, but you know, you started to pursue your own activities before Havdalah, that also is considered to be a breach of the Dine Havdalah. It's Novea Mechovas Havdalah. Mechovas Havdalah. That's how the Rambam, the Brisker, represents it. No? That there's certain things you're not supposed to do before Havdalah, Midini Havdalah. You're not supposed to engage your own activities. You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to drink. There's an element of Asiyah Salacha, even if Shabbos is over, but nonetheless, it's a function of Havdalah itself. So that I will tell you, I think, is very, very important understanding this Ramah. It's so obvious that Havdalah is what ends Shabbos, it's Matcha Malacha, and if there's no Hetcha Malacha, there isn't going to be a Chiyuv of Havdalah. So both points are Mazachidosh. The fact that you can salvage tomorrow night, tonight's Havdalah on Yantiv, is a Chiddush. And the fact that, and it's Mistaber to do so because there's no Hetcha Malacha, and the essence of Havdalah is to be Matir, the Malacha, both which are subject to a very significant Machlokas Rishon. Okay, we'll have to pick up now. No. What I wanted you to see in the Rambam comments about the Tosus is what Tosus discusses about the Karbanos. And Tosus is very, very clear that even though you already offered the Karbatavish Shoban Arbayim, if you didn't bring the Musafim, bring the Musafim. No, we're not going to say don't offer all these Karbanos, a score of Karbanos, don't bring because you brought the Karbatavish Shoban Arbayim. Ah, you're not allowed to offer karbanos after the karbanos of Shabbat Abayim. Not under these circumstances, it's okay. Why is that okay? What's the problem? What's the solution? Why is that okay? No. It's a chiddush. No. Tosus. Here, Tosus tells you to take a look at Psachim. The Tosus of Psachim tells you to take a look in Gittin. And take a look in Shabbos. Now, like, what exactly is the problem? What exactly is the solution? Now, why is it that push comes to shove, you know what, will allow you to find what we call the Esed Hashlam? It's a very, very important Kiddush that tells us. Okay, so that's a shame.